Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter.
Because here we go. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We're having a contest here. We have two phenomenal ladies here on Thursdays, and that was listening to Stand Here by one of your fans, for Dina and Jan. We'll be getting new music all this week from fans that are sending in that want to be the one that is the theme for Thursday's Psychics Gone Wild ladies. Speaking of ladies, we're going to start out with our phenomenal hostess that's here on Thursdays. Those of you who know a little of the past history here know that Dina Flanagan started out with us and has been with us since the beginning of Psychics Gone Wild. Don't start making jokes. People are like, the beginning of time? How old are you two? If you want to be hurt, mess with my age. No, I'm kidding. This is Jethro. I'm teasing you. This is Psychics Gone Wild. And as Dina came into the show, Dina, remember what was really the most phenomenal thing with you being the psychic healer was that Dina has this really natural ability of healing people without a lot of times even consciously working on it. She would have people call in for the readings and they would be getting energy. And so we encouraged Dina to work on a few clients. We've had people here have been healed right over the show. Those of you that have listened to our archives know Dina as the one who really gets intense. And then other people followed suit, and you were the starter of blowing up Blog Talk, Dina. I remember that.
Yeah, it seems like it was yesterday, really. I mean, it's so quick, year and a half ago. So, but yeah, it's like I send through the healing when people are on, and I've had a lot of reports of that. Yep.
Love that, and it's very phenomenal. Those of you checking in today, psychicsgonewild.com, you want to get in the sites. Elizabeth Sanchez in Houston, Texas, you won the Love Reiki book. We're going to be giving away some presents from Lady Arango's set today. She's put in some bracelets here for she wants to give away to listeners of psychicsgonewild.com. If you put in there and let us know what you like. Those of you who are wanting to put in for the birthday presents, put in psychicsgonewild.com. Put in the comment area, Amy Mermaid. So put in there something with Amy Cavanaugh. Amy Cavanaugh is the mermaid by choice. Something about Amy and mermaids, so I know you want to be in there, because we're going to pull one winner for my birthday next month of a winner from one of you listeners will be a proud parent of an adopted sea turtle that you can name for yourself and watch on the web as we release them out here into the wild and they go. But it'll be your sea turtle that you'll name, and it'll be a present I will give to one lucky winner. Putting in today, we have a lot of friends. And speaking of friends, let's go to our next hostess before we go to those telephones. Hang on, you're going to get your call. Don't get excited. It's only Thursday. We have with us a very phenomenal lady, very fun person who's always been working with us and worked in the room for a while. She used to be our person you typed in the room, and she would talk to you and let you know how to get a hold of all of us and work with us. And she's been a student of mine, a friend, and has worked her way into reading and doing phenomenal with totems, and that's Jan Bach-Drakey. Jan, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
A little silly. We and Dean are working on all the plans, and those of you who are putting in for our app, for some reason, we're not Psychics Gone Wild app on the phones if you want to get a hold of us. We're Psychics Gone Wild fans. For some reason, we need to like a soup. I don't know why, but those M's are stuck in the way. So that's how my days went. Jan, I want you to tell everybody just a minute here, what do you like about doing this kind of work? We have an email for you that says, why does Jan want to do this?
Oh, wow. I love doing this. It's started to happen for me a little bit more as time has gone on. I've always had a little sense of intuition in my life and experiencing psychic phenomena, of course. But just in the last maybe 10 years, it's gotten a little bit more profound, and I've been listening to psychics, and then I met you, and that was a miracle, and I know that God led me to you, and then I've been, you're a student, and you've been teaching me, and all of the psychics here, including Dina, are all of my teachers, and I learn from each and every one of them, and what's happened is that it's just been sort of, over a period of time, it's just accumulated, it's just kind of like started to happen more and more for me, that area has opened up a little bit in the psychic realm for me, and it's just been a real gift, and I'm starting to experience it more and more. And so now it just seems, normal for me to just, I just love it, is what it is. That's really what it is. I just love the whole thing. As a matter of fact, I look forward to doing these shows now. I was so petrified in the very beginning. I'm still nervous, but it's more and more getting a little bit easier, but I enjoy this whole type of work now, because I'm doing it more and using those skills more, and they're coming to life, and I see how real they are. And there's just nothing that I could never not do this now. I see now that this is part of my path and my life's journey for the rest of my life. And it's helping people, too. It's actually helping people. I may not, I'm the little that I am able to do, which is not as much at all what you and Dina can do, but even the little bit that I'm able to do is actually helping people. So it's worth it.
Good, we love it. And our winner's in the room. Well, great. I'm glad it's what you wanted and you prayed for. You're exactly what you wanted, and I'm glad for Elizabeth. We are looking here. We're going to grab a few callers. Did you notice something yesterday? Those of you listening in, Gaetano Vivo from Italy was on the radio show with me and Amy. And Jan, he also took that time like you do to do the reading. And I know that a lot of individuals ask about this, and I'm going to just spill me and Dina's story here a little bit. We are born with a gift, so it is different. And I'm not trying to be snobby. I'm never meant to be. But it is, there is a difference here, and you'll hear this in New Age and Old Age. We have to stop and take the other energy, but we're able with our guides to focus right in. Dina had something that she got one time, a little bit of conflict. Remember when they asked about, why don't you just do general readings? And Dina's like, because it bores me. And we all laughed, and I laugh still about it. But because you guys, when you give a person who is like this, it very much does. Because it's just like we're getting all this energy. So if we get you to focus right on it for that few minutes you're on the radio with us, you get it. Now, if you get a hold of me and Dina, like I've had people say, how do you do it? And you'll hear me. I just want your name, and then I go from there. I had someone last night get me to watch one of the well-known psychics that are on television. And I got to tell you, I last night listening and watching, I was okay. But I know that we're just as good, if not better. And what really kind of got me about it was I never watched TV, is after about 20 minutes of it, I had to get up because the person kept doing the same thing over and over. And I was doing a Dina moment. I'm like, that's boring. And what she's doing is we need to get right on a subject. You're supposed to be reading this person's past person. Get in there and get to work. And so I turned the TV off and we laughed because my relationship's like, oh my gosh, you know, you're really, I said, this woman, what's going on with her? And they go, she goes, she's famous. She goes, those are sequels you're seeing. I'm like, that's why we need to get known. Because, you know, Dina, tell everybody a little bit about that. I mean, people don't understand that, you know, with us, if they sit back, I love it. Like Jan will do it and Gaetano did it. And it is a different type of reading. It's both work well. But when they're just sitting there and they're repeating, this lady last night was repeating over and over, exactly, do you understand me? Do you understand me? I'm like, well, duh. I mean, you know, what does she mean? Do you understand her? It was pretty plain. She was only reading the outer aura. She didn't read the whole energy.
Yeah, I think that's funny. No, I get bored with watching some of those ones too, and I'm just like, wait a minute, just get right in there, just do it. You know, me, I'm a roll up your sleeves and let's get it done sort of girl. So that's the way I see it. Like when somebody asks me a question, it comes to me instantly. And so I want to get right to it. But when it's general, there's so many facets to a person's life that everything comes in all at once. And then you have to take the time to separate it. And then you're telling them things that they probably already know, and to get to the point where they have to get to. So you've wasted like 10 minutes. So to me, it's like, no, let's just get down there. Let's just do it. Let's come on. Throw it on the table. Let's go.
We did another fan of you guys, and we've got another fan of Amy Kavanaugh's. Reverend Jay just has gotten in contact with me, and he's going to be giving away 3 channeling sessions to individuals today. They're listening into the show. Well, we just have – I love the family and friends. We're always giving away stuff because we are wild. And Reverend Jay will be giving those away to anyone who puts in psychicsgunwild.com. We will pick – oh, actually, 3 lucky winners. So you guys get in there if you really would like to have a channeling session by Reverend Jay. That's, you know, that doesn't come along every day. So all of you guys put in there. We'll try to catch you at the last of the show. Yesterday I got so excited I forgot that Gaetano had to leave and Amy was trying to get me to move my buns along. So we will get me moving those buns along, and let's take some people who want to hear these 2 great readings. I do apologize to you guys that the phones are up. We're only going to be able to give you a few minutes. We've got so many callers. What we love to do is give you a few minutes free reading. But remember, the biggest thing is go to psychicsgonewild.com and have a reading by Dina. I can't believe Dina right now is doing these wild discounts. We don't know if she's decided to just drive us to drink or what she's doing, but she's giving out an email reading for $45. So if you guys want to sit down, write her out a few questions. I always say 3 to 5. Send her a picture. Let Dina sit down, type it out to you. You've got yourself an email reading. You can read when you want. This is the answer when you're looking at you're busy. I have a lot of my clients tease me, and those of you who know, I apologize. I'm behind like 2 to 3 days on my emails because it's so much easier. People can sit down and say, this is my picture. And Dina, look at my picture. What's going on here? Why is this man in my life? Dina can just, like she said, roll up her sleeves, sit down and go, well, I'm seeing here in your aura because you were with him before and you whacked him in the head. Now he's back whacking you. You know, long story short, those are how we have those readings you can read. If you've got the time, take a half an hour or a full hour with Dina and get a hold of her. You can get us at the new phone number, 813-369-5584. And if you want to just get right a hold of Dina and get the scheduling, Dina, give them your way to contact you.
You can either call me at 207-752-1399, or you can email me at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com.
And I love all of you guys that have got on the websites. I have a schedule there. You can schedule in your reading. It shows you my times. I have times available this week. So the next one of you guys who call me on the phone and say, Jethro, I don't know if you have any time, and can you just tell me? I'm going to smile and say, yes, I have time. I can tell you. Go to my schedule. Put it in. Because you guys that are calling to get free, I think that's really sad, and I don't want to hurt feelings, but I can't pick up my phone sometimes because of it. So make sure you pay before you do, or at least contact like there and say, I want a reading. My name's Jaja, and I'm going to pay you with something here, because it'd be the same if I went to your house and said, well, I know your husband's a lawyer, so handle my case. I'm right here. I've got my kids. I'm not going anywhere until you do. You know, it's the way to roll, guys. So we're going to go into the phones. We love you guys dearly, and thank all of you for letting me rattle. We're going to 609. How are you, 609?
I'm good. This is my first time calling in.
Thank you. I feel all pleasure. You called Psychic Scott Wilder. We love you. Would you like to ask Dina a question, and then we're going to have Jan will go behind and read what your totem is and what she picks up for you.
Sure, that would be great. My question is about relationships. So if you could tell me anything about that, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
What's your name?
Pardon me?
Your name, I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Anne.
Anne, okay.
Anna.
Anyone will do. Well, there's somebody kind of, is this somebody kind of presently kind of in your life right now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. But I'm feeling like it's not going the way you want it to go.
Yes.
And so I'm feeling like what I feel off you is like a lot of frustration. You're just frustrated because you see the potential, you know the potential, but this other person isn't seeing it the way you see it.
Right.
And, yeah, and so, and this other person tends to make excuses or be busy or whatever. And so, I'm feeling like, now, this has been going on for a little while, correct?
Well, yeah, he's away, actually. He's in the service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's getting hard, difficult. That's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my sense is that it's definitely you guys need to work on something, but it's difficult to do when they're away, and that's where the frustration is coming in, because how can you do that? It's a service life is a tough life, that's for sure, for the wives or whatever, girlfriends. So. When's he coming home, you know?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I didn't think so. That's why I was asking. But, because you really need, can you talk to him?
Yeah, he emailed today.
Yeah, because you really need, what I'm feeling is you really need to, right now, put some things out on the table. You know, you really need to just lay some things out. Because what I'm feeling is like, there's miscommunication kind of on both sides. And so then that causes the frustration and somehow something's not getting across right. So I feel like you need to do that. You need to just put it out there and let the chips fall where they may, because it's better than not, is what I'm hearing.
Right.
So that's what you need to do, no matter what it is or how difficult it is or whatever. I'm hearing it needs to be ironed out. It needs to be ironed out. That's what they keep showing you. And so
right.
that's what you got to do right now. You have to do it. And I feel like once you do it, some things will become clearer. That's what they're telling me.
Okay. Okay.
Is there? Okay, you seem questionable. What do you want to know?
Okay. No. No, that's it.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, that's what you need to do, and you'll see it. You'll see things clear up a little.
Okay.
Jan, do you have anything for us?
Uh-huh. Yeah. The zebra popped his head through, and I was kind of looking around, and I saw the lion at first, but I wanted to go to the zebra because
I like it when they do that. When they kind of just pop their head through, it's kind of funny. And it says you're looking at things with black and white, all or nothing thinking, which limits your choices and flexibility. Regarding the conflict you're having with someone, it's better to work toward a compromise than staying stuck in a right versus wrong standoff type thing. I don't know if this goes along with it, but if it's not, the zebra is just trying to give you some ideas, basically. Be willing to question what you have up to this point considered to be your reality and any illusions you may have. So that could help you in some ways. And just real quickly, because I did see the lion, the very first animal, was you're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation. And listen closely and listen carefully before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively or recklessly in any way. And call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront any uncomfortable situation. So that might help you there, what Dina says.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for calling in, Anna. Did you put in for your stuff to win and everything? I feel like you've got first time and you look sound real sad. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I just don't know if it's going to work out, and so just kind of wondering, you know.
Now, here's one, and I'll tell you with the energy, one of the things is to do it, send a picture of both of you together so we can look at it and see what else is there too, you know, and that's where a lot of times you'll... the best thing is for a relationship is to make sure of that.
Okay. All right. I'll definitely do that.
Thank you. No problem. We love everyone that's out there. And I have somebody going, what is happening? What's going on? It's a little wild. The phones are going a little bit. For those of you who can hear the site, I'm making sure that we have a minute here. We're going to take just a second. We've got quite a few callers, but we're having a little bit of sound problems. So I want you guys just to hang on. We're going to take just a minute, which means actually it's going to be 38 seconds. So hang on while we clear out the sound, and then we'll get back to the other readers. And hang on, don't go anywhere. Make sure you go into psychicsgonewild.com. We're going to be giving away a pair of matching earrings and necklaces from Lady Arango. We're going to be giving away some channeling by James Ellis, Reverend Jay. So you know what? The light's just on. Hang in. That was Here Comes the Sun by Gary Wimmer. We've got it back, and Dina and Jan, I thank you for being patient with me while we find out why Blog Talks Lulu. 916, you've been good. We've had you in. We've had you around. We got you on the phone. How would you like to go, 916? And they are having some argument with 916 is fighting with the mother. 815-445. How are you, 845? Hello? Okay, how are you today? Okay, we are really having some cycle. Yes, how are you? And it's really wild when it does that. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, 845.
Hi, Jethro, how are you?
Really good. I was beginning to worry the phone would not let go.
I spoke to you a few months ago, and I just wanted to let you know that you had said that I would kind of settle a financial litigation thing in September, but it would take a little bit longer, but by the end of the year, and that is happening. So I just wanted you to know that you are very accurate with that. And if I could just get a feel for, like, romance, you know, as far as when I'm going to meet someone, because it's been really a challenge to meet anyone.
Well, no, and thank you for confirming, and I love that. Will you call him back and let give him your name, and then let Dina give you the reading on the love life, and I think that Jan's got with your totem to kick in too, and I thank you for calling back.
Thank you. My name is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi.
Yeah. Huh. They're showing me that you still have a few things to work out before the love life can happen. However, I'm feeling like that it will happen within the next or a year and a half, I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And now, but before that time, I feel like there's things that you need to do within yourself and get done for yourself.
Okay.
I just feel like, there's blockages inside of you. I'll clear some of that out. But I feel like that's keeping you stuck or held back is what I'm feeling. And so, I mean, are you feeling kind of stuck right now? That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, I'm unemployed right now. I'm debating whether or not to move. I live, you know, upstate New York. I was kind of seeing someone, but it was, you know, it wasn't a relationship. It was more, you know, kind of like friends with benefits. But, you know, I decided that that's not good. I want a relationship, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I'm feeling the frustration. I'm feeling like that all of this, it's almost like the opposite, the reverse. You want it kind of so bad that it's keeping you from having it. And and the thing, and how to keep yourself from having it is to work on those stuff, that stuff. Like, the frustration is coming from the lack of relationship. The frustration is coming from unemployment. It's coming from just, it's time for a big change in your life, and you're resisting it. And so if once you stop resisting the change, all of that is going to just flow and fall into place. Because I feel like within that year and a half time frame that I'm talking about, like everything is going to change. A lot of things are going to change. You'll see a relationship that's worth having. But the thing is, you got to work on yourself first, because you have to have that relationship with yourself first. And I feel like you're just holding back and you're resisting change, and just let go of that resistance and it will all happen. It will all come in.
Okay. Okay. I get that, you know.
Yeah. It will happen. I mean, I do see the love and the happiness. I do see it.
Okay. I appreciate that. It's just, since my husband passed, I haven't really had a real relationship, you know?
Yeah, because there's a lot of things going on inside of you that you just need to deal with. What do you do to deal with it?
I guess I pray, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's all bottled up. That's the thing. It's all bottled up. You got to get some energy work done or do some meditation or, you know, work on yourself in those ways, and it will happen.
Okay. Okay. I guess I have to change my energy.
What's that?
I've tried to, like, not even think about, you know, just going out and doing my thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But what's happening is you're not working on the inside, and that's what you got to work on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go out through your thing, you can go through the motions of life, but you really have to work on the inside. Jan, do you have a totem for her?
Yeah. And it's like so many animals are just coming through me today. I don't know what's going on, but the one that stays with you is the cat.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, this is a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities is necessary. And honor your sensuality by dancing slowly with graceful and easy movements. So that might be something you might want to try if you're into that.
Mm-hmm.
And listen closely to your intuitive guidance. It's most likely an ancestor who is one of your spirit guides trying to communicate with you. And so there's always that possibility if you're into that too. And this is a period of magic and mystery for you, so pay close attention to signs and omens that will guide and direct you, and that's probably really good for this time period, what Dina is saying. Whatever you've released, relationships, material goods, self-defeating habits, you'll soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for you presently. So that's good news.
Yeah.
That is. I just feel like I am at a crossroads and there's a lot of changes going on.
Yeah. You just have to pick one, pick some of these changes and trust that you're picking the right ones and just do it.
Yeah. I was thinking of going to Florida and I see a childhood friend and just lock up the house and just go. Go for like 2 months, you know, just to get away and just to...
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Good idea. Yeah. That's a good meditation there.
Mm-hmm. I thank you guys. You're so blessed. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We may see you up there in New York in March. Me and Dina, they're trying to vie for us to come up there and do a metaphysical fair. So definitely get into Psychics Gone Wild. We'll email you when that happens. And I think it'd be a riot to see me and Dina in New York if they're ready for us.
Oh, my gosh. That would be wonderful. Where, upstate or in the city?
The way they wrote to me, I think it sounds like it's in the city. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm a little scared and she's going to get me through it because I'm like, oh, no.
Well, nice to meet you in person, Jethro.
Thank you.
You guys are so blessed and thank you for sharing your talents with everyone.
Bless you. We are here and we are going wild. And you know why we're going wild? With phones of when. I'm going to try back. There was one of you that didn't get in and I know the kids were grabbing you or something. 916, can you talk now?
Yeah, I can. Somebody was soliciting me when you were...
Well, just tell them no. We love you, and we're glad you called Psychics Gone Wild, and you've got Dina and Jan here ready and revved. If you'll give them a question in your name, Dina will go, and then Jan will go, and we're really rocking today.
Hey, my name is Diana. I think that last card was actually for me. Her name is Diana, too, right?
Right, great. Okay.
So, I was wondering, I have been on this show that... somebody invited me on, but I'm not feeling like that's the place where I'm going to be, where people are going to hear me, because the person is just so scatterbrained. So without giving her name, will you be able to get into it? The show that I do some readings on, is that one just not meant for me, or am I meant to have more patience with it and somebody might discover me there?
You are in so much trouble. You went over there and Jezebeled around while we were waiting for you. How dare you? No, I'm teasing you. You know I love you. I know I love
that.
I love that laugh. I love your laugh. Sorry, Dina. Go ahead with the reading.
Yeah.
No, I shut my mouth.
Well, I do feel like you need to have a little more patience with it. But I don't feel like I feel like there will be changes from there. But I also feel like you should be doing other things too. Are you doing something else too? To get your name out there?
As much as I possibly can.
Right, because I'm feeling like that you need to be doing two or three avenues right now, and this is just to teach you something, kind of, or to bring you to a level, a different level, I guess. That's what this is for, this one you're inquiring about. And the person
I'm also writing books, and I don't have a computer, so I have to go to the library, and my car doesn't work, so I spend a lot of time at the gym. But I'm busy all the time. I'm playing my tuning forks and meditating and raising my vibrations. So I'm not an inactive person spiritually. I've been spiritual since I was 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's not much information I'll give you.
She's a wild one.
I do feel like you need to have the patience with it and stay there a while longer, and it just kind of work with the scatterbrainness type of thing, because it kind of separate yourself from it, you know, type of thing is what I'm seeing, because you do need to stay there just a little while longer and things will open up to you. And this, again, I don't feel like this is going to be take you to the height that you want it to take you, but it will bring you there. Do you understand that one? It will bring you there in another way. Something you're supposed to learn, do, or be connected to something that will connect you to something else.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I wanted it to be, a stepping stone. And if that's what you're saying it is, I'll hang in there. I get so impatient, though, that I might get myself kicked out for
for
being impatient with everybody else. It's like, come on. I tell her, go listen to somebody else's show like Jethro. That should run. But she's just like,
thank you.
Yeah, you know, it is good for you. This one is good for you. It's just that it's teaching you different things, and that's part of where you need to go next. And sometimes it isn't always direct, like, boom, let me take you and put you over here. It isn't always that direct. It sometimes it's indirect, and you'll get it. You will get it.
Mm-hmm. All righty. I'll hang in a few more weeks.
I was just going to say, I'm hearing... 2 weeks to 2 months. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's what I just said. 2 weeks to 2 months is what I'll give it.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing. So
write me privately and I'll come listen and I'll be in the audience and like checking out stuff. I want to see. I'll come in as a messenger.
Yeah.
Messenger.
And
I get it.
She'll recruit you if you come in, Jethro. I promise you, she will.
Oh my God! I'll be going. But I don't know. I'm not that easy. I'm Jen, if you don't read, I'm going to get in trouble. Jen?
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I get a card or should I keep that other card?
I did. As soon as she came on, I immediately saw this white fur, and it was a poodle.
The cutest little,
it was so cute, and it says, keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service. Remain determined and resolute even if you face some negativity or disappointment. Show your love and appreciation in creative ways to those you are closest to. If it's a power animal, which it very well could be because I see it so strongly, you're very loyal to your friends, work situation, and community. You do your best when you serve humanity in some way. You thrive when you're living and working in groups of people rather than yourself, and when someone needs something, you're often the quickest to respond. And I know who you are, and I've seen that. I have seen you do that, so I know that's true.
You know who I am. Do I know who you are?
I think you do.
What is your chat room name?
I've been in the chat room so many times. Jan and Steve.
Oh, yeah, I know who you are. I'm Mountain Diva.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mountain Diva.
I like to talk to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the readings, people. Unless the spirit has moved anyone to say anything else, I will let you go on.
Thank you, and I'm gonna get you write you privately on Facebook because I have you there, and you're one of the winners of the channeling because we haven't got anyone yet to go. They're not understanding. They got to go to psychicsgunwall.com. So you want a 20-minute channeling with Reverend Jay?
Oh no! I'm done with Reverend Jay. I'm sorry.
Oh okay. Well, you just.
We were best friends for my first year on the road. We wore each other out. I'm telling you. So it would not be fair to him to do that to him.
Okay. Well, we love you, Diana. We love. Okay. Well, we've got to. We'll have to get another winner.
It's funny because Spirit is trying to get us to enjoy each other's company again, but we need some time off so we can each grow separately.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly, and we've had energies with that. You know, you brought this up, and I think that my card was the poodle where during I did the show, and they didn't even know my name, and then they go, he is here to talk to people about readers. They made it sound like I was an interviewee, so then I got to do the reading, and the guy's like, so you've been doing this a couple of days. I go, yeah, like 30 years, and we got through the thing of it, and everything was done, and at the last of it, the guy turned around, and he said, and Jarrow, like, Jarrow? Who's Jarrow? I go, I was Jethro when I came in, and I'm going out as Jethro, and they hung up on me. So, yeah. It's
well,
one of
If you want to change that to Amy, I would love to talk to Amy for 20 minutes.
Oh, man, yeah, we're going to have to see. We've got her to put in yet. She hasn't given us her contest, but we'll put you on that list there, and we'll let you know.
Okay. Well, pick somebody else for Reverend Jay. He needs someone who hasn't spoken to him yet in order to very much appreciate him.
And we have Rachel. You are the winner of the first 20 minutes with Reverend Jay. So thank you. And Diana, thank you. And going on, let's grab someone else to thank on top of thanking you. And we're going to grab 770. What do you know, 770?
I'm doing fine, Jeff Rowe. This is Maddie. How are you?
I just love it. I come on early in the day. I'm all worried no one's going to show up, and all my friends are here. It's just like the glow of the show.
Well, you sent me an email to remind me, and I said, oh, yes, maybe I should check in. Check in. Mm-hmm. What they have good to tell me? I need some good news.
Mm-hmm. I'll be glad you did. Now, have you won any of the prizes on this Psychic's Gone Wild? I've got necklaces. I've got jewelry. I've got bracelets. We just got
everything. I have not. No.
Well, then I think it's your lucky day today, because what do you say we just give Maddie something here? Maddie, you go ahead and contact me through there, you go ahead and talk to Dina, ask your question, and I'm going to take down the information, and I'll contact you, and you want a necklace by Lady Arango. Let's go wild here, so you have something beautiful to wear. She has beautiful handmade jewelry. She is from Brazil, and she's a phenomenal lady. She made some earrings for me, my girlfriend, and then she made me a necklace that's out of agate that's just beautiful. And she made some jewelry here to give us for presents. So you won one of the necklaces, Maddie.
Oh, thank you. First time winning something in a long, long time.
Cool.
Thank you, Jeffro.
Well, go ahead here and have Dina your question. And Dina, have you met Maddie? I think you've talked to her a few times.
I think that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I spoke with her a couple of times, yes. Now, how would I get in contact with you, Jeffro?
I will contact this number here that you've called, and I'll contact you. Probably it'll be in between the show. I'm running to the bank, so I'll have to contact you and get your information.
Okay. Fantastic.
Cool.
Thank you again.
I hope you like blue, because we got a lot of blue necklaces.
Yeah, I like blue. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And Dina, have you got are you ready to ask Maddie a question? Or Maddie, would you like to ask a question?
Dina. I just want Dina to tell me something good. I want to have some good news.
So what do you want to know, Maddie?
I just want to know, I am a little stressed. I have a brother that's just, you know, making his transition on his way out. So I'm a little stressed about that, which I know I can do nothing about it. That's why I wanted to hear some good news. Something to, like, perk me up. It's like everything has been sickness, and I say, hell, I want it. So what about something happy? Is there anything that's happy around me?
Well, you're going through a period of, they're showing me it's a period of testing. And so they're saying that you're probably going to be tested right up to February, March.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that's not happy, but we'll go. So
I'm going to be tested right up to February or March.
So right up through February, March. You're saying up to 6 months. So in this period of testing, there's a lot that you're going to learn. That's what they're telling me. There's a lot that you're going to be just learning. It's growth for you.
It's growth. Well, that's good. That's
yep.
Happy news, growth, yes.
It is, because when you come out of all this testing, you're gonna feel lighter, freer, and you're going to start making some decisions that will change your life, because you're going to be tired of all the heaviness, the frustration, and everything. It's going to come to a head, and it's going to be like openings for these good changes, but not until you've come through the testing, because you can't see it. You can't make these changes unless you've come through it. You understand that?
Yes, I understand what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. So although it feels not so good, because I know we all go through them, although it feels not so good, you're actually learning through it. You're actually growing already. So by the time you reach that, you're going to just feel so much lighter. and that's what we're headed for, enlightenment. And that's what they're doing to you right now. They're making it so that you're going through to get to enlightenment, which will feel incredibly awesome when you get there.
Oh, that's happy news, most definitely.
Yeah, and a lot of these challenges and tests you're going through right now, they will subside, they will work their way through, and you will have, after that, a period of, you know, peace or, you know, to enjoy the fruits of your labor. That's what you're going to
do. Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah. So hang in there. You know, don't
I
let
will.
It keep your positive, your sunny side up, and be the rock for people, you know, but not where it takes you down. So always just keep that love, because you have a great disposition where you can refer back to that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow. Who else has something to say?
Jan?
Come on, give it to me.
Yes.
Give it to me.
Give it
yes,
to her.
Yes, I do. Okay, I'll give it to you. Well, the parrot came in just... the parrot came in just right, just strong and oh yes, it was really cool. And so here's what it says right away. It says, be discerning about when to speak and when to stay silent and stay clear of gossip. It would be a good time to study the power and effects of light and color. Be alert to any new ideas that pop into your head, as these may give you some ideas for new growth or new direction for yourself. That went along with what Dina was saying. It's time
okay.
to revisit. Uh-huh. It's time to revisit and renew something you've always dreamed of doing, as now is the perfect time to act on it. And it says you're easygoing and have a good temperament and get along with just about everyone you come in contact with. You're very diplomatic and make a good mediator in times of crisis and conflict. When you walk into the room, you have the effect of brightening things up. And you work with color and light as a means of healing others. And so that is just... I love it. It's just very positive.
Why? I heard it again. Why can't I believe it? I heard it again. Why can't I believe it?
We got you worrying.
What?
The phones are messing with us.
The phones are messing with you?
Yeah, she could. We got parts of it. We heard part of it. And you. Why can't you believe it? Is what she's saying, Jen. She don't know what to do. She just can't believe that it's going to do this. She feels like the next shoe's coming at her. Correct, Maddie?
No. But I said no. What I said was, oh, I heard it again. I've been so similar, but just worded differently. I say, why can't I have faith enough in myself to believe it?
Right on. I hear you. I know what you mean, but you should.
I should.
Yes, you should.
There's some money that's owed to me. Do you see that coming through?
That what?
The money.
There's some money that's owed to me. I said, do you see that money coming through?
Oh, the money.
Someone
coming
owes me money.
I see.
Dina?
I'm feeling like you're going to have a hard time getting that.
Oh, you do?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So don't, you may keep pursuing it, but don't have expectations of it. Put some love around it, because when you send some love around it, I feel like it will come a little bit easier, a little bit quicker, but there will be
okay.
some, like,
yeah. And we love you, Maddie. We got it rolling. Thank you. And
thank you, Jeff. I look forward to hearing from you, Jeff.
You will, and I will get a hold of you here. It'll be about probably 4:06, because sometimes we get silly on this phone. And what's happening here, you guys, is the phones are ready to go. So just hang on. We're grabbing a hold. I had someone write me in the room, and they said it's because psychic's gone wild on. The energy's high. No matter when we go on, you guys, we always have it wild. The number 13 keeps going flashing. That's a lucky number. And now we're going to turn around and go to our next person is 352. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Andrea, it's been a while with you. See, I realized I've emailed you guys. You're all my friends. Now I know why you're on. I'm like, it isn't magic. It's the email and the computer. Would you like to ask Dina a question here?
Yes. I've been trying to move for like a long time now. And I thought I had a house, but what happened was I guess she said I wasn't eligible, and she made up some kind of story. And so she said that basically I had two evictions, which I never had evictions. So what I want to know from you today is, am I going to move? Do you see me moving?
I do see you moving, but I feel like it won't be for another two to three months.
Oh, my goodness.
But in the meantime, go out and look, you know, keep looking or whatever. But I feel like they're keeping you from that move because they want you in just the right place. That's what I'm feeling. And that 2 to 3 could be weeks, but I'm almost 2 to 3 weeks to 2 to 3 months is what I'm going to tell you. So from 2 weeks to 2 months or 3 months in that time frame.
Okay.
So
now, but it could be 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes, it could be. It's 2 to 3 weeks to month is what it is up to that point. Yep.
Okay.
But
do you see?
They want you in just the right place. That's why they're not. That's why some things aren't opening up for you. Take it as a blessing, is what they're telling you.
Yeah,
okay.
And now we got Jan. What are you picking up for Andrea's work? I apologize. We're running quick.
Oh yeah, I picked up the turtle, the water, a turtle in the water too.
Yay!
That's
you better
one
try
that
to adopt that turtle. Yeah, Andrea.
Oh.
Put in for that contest, and you have your own totem down here. I know you live here in Florida. We could like wave to it. It's like, hey, you could name it like Andrea Junior. Like Andrea Junior, how are you? How you doing, Junior girl? He's winking at you, girl.
They already said. Remember, I was going to adopt kids before.
Yeah, all those kids were not chasing you around, remember? And we were like seeing all that with the energy. Well, this one you could have, and it lives out in the wild. You could like track it on the computer. My Tampa Red right now, she's a eater like her dad. She's out there swimming around. She's a big one. She's 31 pounds turtle, but I adopted her and I've been helping here, and she's out there swimming around and eating away, and I'm like, you need this to go, girl. It's getting cold out. You need to start swimming towards the south, honey. Sorry, Jan. Tell her about the turtle, and I'll be good.
Oh, that's okay. No, it's great. It basically says when the turtle shows up, it means that you've been going too fast for too long, so slow down and pace yourself. This is a time to be more self-reliant and less dependent on others. Take time to nurture yourself and simply observe and feel your emotions. This is a period of increased sensitivity to the earth's vibrations and those of the collective human consciousness, which you'll first feel as sensations in your body prior to the resultant emotions. So, and then it says spend a few hours in solitude and away from noise and all that kind of stuff. This is a very creative, fertile time, and you need to shield yourself from interferences that threaten to distract you. So that might be helpful while you're doing this.
Okay.
Something to think about anyway.
Very good. Okay. Can you feel this, Andrea, when Jan's doing these readings? Jan is right on it behind it. I mean, what she's picking up on the cards, I think her and Dina make a dynamic duo, don't you? Because
yes.
They're giving you the same
yes.
thing. It's just saying it in a different way, but they're telling you the same thing.
Right.
You've been listening in since we started, and I've got a thing here now. You just don't write me anymore on Facebook. Are you messing around? You can tell me.
I'm always like busy with the kids' football practice and blah blah blah, and I'm on and I'm off and.
I'll give you that. I remember that one. My kids and I laughed. I said, if you join one more thing, your friendships are going to get scary because your dad's going over the edge. I was like, go to this park, go over there, drag them here. Now they're into you here. Then I got one that was doing a yoga. Then the other one had to be a gymnast. Then they're over here in their spare time. Then don't forget softball. I'm like, my Lord. I said, you know, and they're like, Dad, we need this social exposure. I said, you have more friends than the law allows. There's people that know you in other countries. I'm just sitting here. I'm like running them back. And what, I told the one guy, they go, he goes, you don't look so good. I said, I had children. Does that explain it?
It is true.
It's true. We love you. We got ahead. Thank you for calling. Definitely put in psychicsgonewild.com. We've got now our presents here. We are going to be giving away, we've still got two more prizes for Reverend Jay. If you want a channeling session for 20 minutes with Reverend Jay, he's a very phenomenal light worker, works with the Masters of Reiki and has been on the show, those of you who've listened in. He's going to be giving away two more of those prizes today. And we are looking at some other friends here putting in. You heard earlier, Maddie just won herself a necklace. She's going to take one of the blue earrings and necklaces home with her. I'll be sending that to her in the mail. So put in there, Andrea, because we're picking people and names.
Okay.
And we're going to be giving away presents all the rest of the year. We're coming up with a special Christmas one. Those of you who listened in yesterday, we have some meditation tapes by Gaetano, and it's everywhere from the seven chakras healing meditation with him and Anna Fraseschio, and there will be given away. So those prizes will be going out. The book alone is $20 for the Reiki Love Reiki, a really good deal book. And we gave away one yesterday. We'll be giving away a couple more here during the rest of the year.
Okay.
So,
one more question. You don't see me homeless or living with anybody, do you? Because I have to be out of this house by this month. That's what scares me the most.
Are you feeling that? Do you anybody feel that she's going to be homeless? I feel you're going to have a place.
I don't feel like she's going to be homeless. It might be a temporary go from here to there, but not homeless.
That's what I'm getting. I love with all you guys. We're going to take, we've got 4 minutes to grab on to 17 of you. Oh, that's going to be nasty. We're going to reach in. We're going to grab 561. You got it. 561-615. You're on live. How are you?
Good, good. You can hear me?
We can hear you, and thank you for calling in. Have you spoke to our phenomenal Gina? If you give her your name, and she'll answer your question, if you'll give her a quick one. I'm sorry we're running so hot and fast.
Okay, my name's Jim, and my life's been in a lot of turmoil, a lot of problems, and I think I'm coming out of it. Does she see a direction I'm going in now? That's a very general question.
That is,
you know,
general.
What direction I should go in?
I'm just messing with you. Work, Dina. You could be laundry. I'm teasing you, Dina.
Oh, hi, Jim.
Hi.
Yeah, they're showing me like a lot of scattered energies around here, and also feeling like you're having a tough time, you know, deciding or choosing, like you're on a basketball court and you're pivoting, you know, you get the ball and you're pivoting because you can't move. And, like, you've got to choose a direction. So they're showing me that that's what's happening. But what area are you talking about?
Social life. Business is fine.
Yeah. So in your social life, you want a direction.
I'm not sure. What I used to have doesn't exist anymore.
Your social life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But the thing is, right now, what's happening, everybody's going through changes and loss of them. And so what's happening is they're discarding and things that you don't need anymore. There's no purpose for, or that don't serve a purpose in your life. So
yeah.
It's transitioning into a better life, because I feel like some of the people that are discarded weren't good for you anyway, or served their purpose at the time being. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's true. That's
yeah.
true. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what's happening is they're discarding this so that there's room for all this greater, better social life or life for you. And so you just need to trust that and believe in that, and it's going to happen. People are going to start entering your life, but they're going to be different from what you're used to. So you might not recognize it, and that's the key right there, is to recognize and just that, you know, that, okay, they don't fit the mold of what I'm used to. Well, that's all right. That's fine. They don't have to. Trust that. And all of a sudden, this is going to start opening up into something different and better, is what I'm feeling.
Great.
Dan?
Yes. The stag. I saw the antlers right away, and it's the stag. There's an opportunity to release something that no longer fits your life, so that room will be made for the new that's ready to be birthed and appear. This is a particularly intuitive time, so pay close attention to the information that's coming through psychically. You'll soon have an experience with the fairy realm and spirits in the forest. I love that. This is a time when your masculine self is in strong expression, so you'll be feeling especially virile and powerful. You'll soon be invited to go on an adventure that will be fun and challenging at times, yet ultimately rewarding, as it will deepen your spirituality in ways you've never expected. And so surrender and allow the movement of life to move you and express through you in new and creative ways that will manifest in your world. And that's what it is.
We love that. That was good, Jim. I hope that helped you. We love you guys. Definitely am going on with our show today. We're going to stop here at the last seconds before they kick us out the door. If you have a chance, go in and call the phone number I gave you, 813-369-5584, and say, I didn't get in today, and I will work out giving you a discount. I'm sure me and Dina can work with you if you will contact me there at 813-369-5584. Leave your name and telephone number. I'll contact you today. We are doing another show behind this at a different area, but it's not free. Definitely, you guys want to come in. You know, I'll give you a discount on, I'm sure me and Dina, we can work out, right, Dina? We'll give them something. We'll get together. We'll come up with something for you guys and get with you. Loving all of you. We'll be back next week, same time, same station. Anyone else? They're going to throw us out the door. Dina, tell them goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a good day and a good weekend.
Have a nice day.
Thank you, Jan. There we go. We got this. Has been this. Okay. Oh my gosh, I think we're still logged in. Jan?
I hear you. I hear you.
Okay, well, this is good. Remember how you and Amy got in trouble? This is how it happens. So
I
you
know.
Guys, when you're chatting in your after hours and everybody knows it. What is it? Psychic Jethro? I can't remember my own password, you guys. Oh, my God. I knew my name. Does that count? Oh, that's right. That's not the right spot. What a show. I think we did real well. Boy, the energy was high. Could you guys feel it?
Yeah, definitely.
Totally did. It was awesome. Oh, I loved it.
I love
working with you both. It's just awesome.
Yeah, well, you're awesome to work with.
Thank you.
This has been fun. We're going to keep going. You guys are both on this next month.